It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the local bands that make a Jersey rock. Coming up, Jack Sculler calls in with his new single. We rock great tracks from P-Funk North, Sean Tobin, and Nick Ryan and the Mess. And Fleet Walker makes his Jersey Rock debut. But first, joining us over the phone is Chris Pazantis of the Point Pleasant Beach Chamber of Commerce and the Recreation Committee. He's organizing the Battle of the Bands Saturday, June 11th, over at the Bandshell at Baltimore and Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant Beach, and he's looking for band submissions. Chris, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm really glad you guys are getting involved with this. I really appreciate it.
Well, this seems like a great event. Tell us about it.
So we've been doing, as the rec committee, I'm a member, so we've been doing a lot of cool events around town, and I thought of this event that would be cool for the summer, probably last fall, and it was approved, and now we're going for June 11th. So I want to get a lot of original acts because, you know, most bands around are cover bands, so I wanted to, like, highlight the original acts a bit for it. I think it would be a good show. So we've got like a first, second, third prize. The grand prize we're looking to be about $500, and then like second prize $250, and then a third prize about $100. We're looking at 10 bands. Chances of winning are good. We've gotten some good submissions already, and yeah, we're just trying to get the word out, and so we can get about, you know, 10 bands.
Well, there's a lot of great original talent in this area, that is for sure. If someone out there is in a band and would like to compete, how can they submit themselves?
To submit, if you're a band, if you could email the Recreation Committee at pointbeach.org. Once again, that's Recreation Committee at pointbeach.org. And just send in a clean MP3 or WAV file, a couple songs, and a live performance if you have that on YouTube or anything. And then all your social media outlets.
Excellent. We'll have all the links on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Chris Pazantis, don't miss the Battle of the Bands Saturday, June 11th over in Point Pleasant Beach. Dude, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Tom. Really appreciate it. Really excited to work with you.
Hell yeah, dude. We'll talk to you as we get closer to that event.
All right. Sounds good. Cheers, buddy.
And right now, we're stoked to bring you the Jersey Rock debut of Fleet Walker. He has a lot of great music out, and as of late, he's been rocking the Asbury Hotel. Learn more about him at facebook.com/FleetWalkerMusic and find his tunes on SoundCloud. All the links are in the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com. Here's Kamikaze on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
she blows it all she says. Never can work out that well. My life just ain't a fairy tale. Been chasing that silver line. Keeps getting further and further every time. Red, red lights looking for a life. Something love will come with no price. Happily ever never comes around. Ties are too used to rocky ground. She's waiting.
Jersey Rock Podcast. They have been out and about playing shows all over the area as of late. Keep an eye on them at facebook.com/Nick Ryan and the Mess. Joining us over the phone is Jack Sculler. He has a new single, Watercolor Rain. It's hitting Bandcamp exclusively this Wednesday, April 27th. Single release show rocks the Pet Shop in Jersey City the following night, April 28th. Jack, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. It's always fun talking to you.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's always a pleasure, and you're keeping real busy. Tell us exactly where it is you are right now.
Right now, I'm with my Simon & Garfunkel tribute act, Forever Simon & Garfunkel. We're on the road in Wisconsin, and I'm backstage at the Great Belfry Theater in Delavan. It's right by Lake Geneva, which is, I love that town. It's really, really nice.
Like, what parts of the country have you not been to yet? Because I feel like you've just toured every corner of the United States at this point.
Oh, man. I love going around the country, man. I mean, there isn't a part of it that I don't love. But you know what? I'll say that I'd like to see California some more.
Very cool. How is Wisconsin? That's a place that I have never been to.
Honestly, Wisconsin is one of my favorite states. I mean, the people are great. Food's great. good beer and cheese, you know, the whole beer and cheese lifestyle. But and you know what? You get great weather 9 months out of the year. I think it gets a bad rap for being too cold, but I love Wisconsin. It's great.
Now, you'll be back in our area real soon. Pet Shop in Jersey City, April 28th. It's the single release show for your new track, Watercolor Rain. What can people
That's
expect
right.
at that show?
Yes, I've been doing a new show with drummer Nick Potters. I should say multi-instrumentalist, because he's playing drums in the left hand, keys in the right. He's a very coordinated guy, and he's singing harmonies, too. And I'm playing a baritone guitar. We have a lot of fun. The new songs are dynamic, and I'm really, really proud of the recordings, and the shows have been really, really great. Pet Shop is a really cool venue, and I love Jersey City. You know, how can you not? So we're really excited.
Are there advance tickets for this at the door? How could someone get into the show at the Pet Shop?
The show is free. The show is free, which isn't that the greatest news ever? And the show is free.
That is excellent news, and there's no excuse. This Thursday, the 28th, be there. It's going to be a great time. Now, the track we're rocking, this is going to be available exclusively on Bandcamp on Wednesday. You did it with Don DeLego. Tell us about Watercolor Rain.
Watercolor Rain is, I like to think that it's one of the more hypnotic productions that I've ever had. It was a lot of fun to make. It's kind of a hopeful song that's a little bit nostalgic. It looks back to innocent times and imaginative, you know. And I had a lot. It's an easy flow kind of a song, and it was a lot of fun to record. I played the bass on it, which was new for me, and it's you could dance to it. I think, you know, it's got kind of a spaghetti western feel, which is what we were going for. And I've always tried to touch on my rockabilly influences, so I think it kind of exhibits all of my favorite parts of my musical past, which is, I'm really proud of.
Hell yeah, it's a killer track. Available exclusively on Bandcamp this Wednesday, April 27th. Jack Sculler, don't miss him at the Pet Shop in Jersey City on April 28th. Admission is free. Jack, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tom. You're the best, man.
Hell yeah, bro. I can say the same for you. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's the latest from Jack Sculler. It's Watercolor Rain on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I should change, slipping off time. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On your t-shirt and ocean in your hair, was there holding you all about the promised day. I recall the love you once, love was never made, dancing to the arcade.
Sean Tobin, that's Ghost of the Arcade on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New album coming this summer. Instead of everything he's doing, it's SeanTobinMusic.com. And right now, let's close out the show with a band that I know is very excited about the new laws in New Jersey regarding marijuana. That group, of course, P-Funk North. They are playing the Inside After Party at the Stone Pony on May 12th, right after the Offspring rock the summer stage. Details at PFunkNorth.com. Here's All My Heroes Are Potheads. Closing out 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Heroes are potheads. All my friends are too. So why drink and drive when you can smoke and fly? Peter Dash said got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads. I wanna be like Snoop D or Double G, sipping gin and juice, smoking THC. I wanna be like Cheech and Chong, selling dirty hair tampons, taking hits from the bong. Say oh, 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 I've got the munchies, bro. Cause all my heroes are broadheads. All my friends are too. So why drink and drive when you can smoke and fly? Beat or dash, they got to legalize. All my heroes are broadheads. I wanna be like Willie Nelson, more marijuana, less country western. I wanna be like Bob Marley, Buffa Puffa, Bob Macayo with the whole family. Say oh, 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 oh. Munchies, bro. Oh my God, I love Doritos. All my heroes are broadheads. All my friends are too. So why drink and drive when you can smoke and fly? Beat or dash, they got to legalize. All my heroes are broadheads. There are so many more.
So many more.
But I just can't remember. No, because all my heroes are potheads. All my friends are too. So I drink and drive when you can smoke and fly. Beat or dash, they got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads. All my heroes are potheads. My friends are too.
Beat up, beat up, so I
drink and drive when you can smoke and fly. Neither does it got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads.
We up north, all my heroes are potheads. My 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at the Stone Pony May 12th, playing the inside after party after the Offspring rock the summer stage. Learn more at pfunknorth.com. That is it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Club Rat is free to join. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on any of the Jersey Rock platforms, email me at jerseyrock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.